CLTV News with Winston Lepga, the main points. Government's position on issues concerning national life has been made clear during a series of audiences. Some heads of diplomatic representations were granted with Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji. Have you experienced the pangs of waiting for years to be issued an identity card? The in-depth section of the news focuses on the matter. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on the leader of the Rapid Support Forces of Sudan, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, accusing the paramilitary RSF of genocide. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there. The family of the one-time president of the Federal National Assembly of Cameroon, Marcel Marigo Mboa, has expressed gratitude to the President of the Republic and the Speaker of the National Assembly for baptizing one of the commission halls of the new National Assembly complex in honor of their father. They voiced out their gratitude during an audience granted them by the Right Honorable Kaba Yege Jibril at his office this afternoon. Doris Batetato Ikwe has the details.
About 30 members of the Marcel Marigo Mboa's family stopped by at the speaker's office in show of gratitude for what they called a high mark of recognition to their late father's legacy as one of Cameroon's major political figures who served as the president of the Federal National Assembly for 10 years. Marigo Elvis Landry is head of the family.
For this commission to the National Assembly, to the name of our father exists, we are very, very happy.
Mrs. Emilienne Marigo is spouse of the late Marcel Marigo Mboa, who died in 1986. When I looked at a photo of my late husband, I knew that he would not be forgotten. He worked for all, without discrimination. During the meeting, the Right Honorable Kaba Yege Jibril indicated that baptizing one of the four commission halls of the new National Assembly complex in his name testifies of his predecessor's invaluable contribution to Cameroon's lawmaking institution. The Marcel Marigo Mboa clan came with hands full of gifts to the speaker, who they implored to continue providing support for their family.
The Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, His Excellency Jose Avelino Betancourt, and the Minister of Territorial Administration Paul Atanganji have lauded the excellent relations between Cameroon and the Vatican. The representative of the Holy See was granted an audience this afternoon, shortly before the member of government welcomed the outgoing U.S. ambassador and the Canadian and UK High Commissioners to Cameroon. Albert Njebonde captured the reactions of the diplomats after the in-camera audiences.
That's always a good thing to think about.
Exactly. I want to thank you.
Thank you.
A cordial exchange between Paul Atanganji and Jose Avelino Betancourt in what both personalities describe as a routine meeting to assess the activities of the church and news happenings in Cameroon. Discussions held behind closed doors, but both personalities, mindful of actuality in the country, stressed on the excellence of relations between the Roman Catholic Church and the state of Cameroon.
We're able to share the wonderful, exceptional relations that exist between Cameroon and the Holy See. Since I've arrived here a year and a half ago, I have given myself totally to the service of peace. It is something that I've invested myself personally in.
Shortly after the 50-minute exchange with the Apostolic Nuncio came the outgoing U.S. Ambassador Christopher John Lamora, the incoming UK High Commissioner to Cameroon, Matt Woods, and Canada's High Commissioner to Cameroon, Lauren Anderson. Their over 1 hour 30 minutes discussion centered around the activities of political parties, NGOs, and religious organizations. Matt Woods is the UK ambassador to Cameroon.
It's our role, really, to ask questions and ensure that we do understand what's happening so we can reflect it back to our own capitals. We've tried to understand the legal frameworks here, and we also had very interesting discussions, certainly for the Canadian High Commissioner and me as fellow members of the Commonwealth, about the importance of ensuring that dialogue is inclusive and touches on all elements of society.
Minister Paula Tanganji was accompanied during the audience by the directors of political affairs and legal matters of the Ministry of Territorial Administration.
The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paula Tanganji, emphasizes that the audiences are a routine exercise at the start of a new year, which are also meant to clarify government's position on several issues of national life.
It's just a meeting that we are holding as we have been holding other meetings. You understand that we are at the beginning of a new year. We have some issues on border, and these are personalities. Whenever they want to meet us, it's just but normal. President Paul Biya said we should apply the open door policy to all personalities, high commissioners, ambassadors, because at times they need information on relevant issues. So when they come for these discussions, we are generally very open to discuss with them. We have current issues, and you know the Minister of Territorial Administration, we talk about associations, political parties, churches, and we have a variety of issues. So when the personalities come, it is just but normal for us to discuss and clarify certain issues. So basically, it was nothing very, very strange, but it's a kind of a routine conversation and a routine meeting.
Cameroon's Minister of Territorial Administration, Paula Tanganji, speaking to the CRTV's Albert Njiebondi. His SDF chairman, Joshua Osi, says the news media and politicians have to collaborate in the efforts to promote the socioeconomic and political development of Cameroon. During a media dinner in Douala, Joshua Osi said that although politicians and reporters are not expected to be friends, they are compelled to work together in the process of nation building. Veronica Benyela reports.
It was a convivial eating date with the press. In all simplicity, the chairman of SDF, Joshua Osi, arrived and shook hands with members of the press present at the lunch. Before opening the buffet, he told them that though the press and politicians cannot be considered as friends, they are obliged to work together. For that, he is informing them that 2025 is a decisive year for Cameroon. According to the SDF chairman, the last mandate of President Paul Biya will pave the way for a second republic more proactive to press freedom. The journalists and the politician discuss on some of the political topics animating the country right now. Veronica Benyela, CRTV News, Douala.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, will preside over the installation ceremony of newly appointed officials in the central services, programs and projects of the ministry under his leadership tomorrow, Thursday, January the 9th, as from 11 o'clock in the morning at the Yaoundé Conference Center. This information is contained in a press release wherein it is mentioned that these officials are entrusted with giving fresh impetus to the implementation of the ministry's new strategic performance framework. On to our in-depth segment of the 7 p.m., many Yaoundé inhabitants have expressed frustration on the process of issuing national identity cards. They wonder aloud why a straightforward procedure put in place by authorities has become so cumbersome. Pelsa spoke with several inhabitants seeking this document and compiled the following report.
A Yaoundé inhabitant who demanded anonymity recounts the cumbersome process she experienced some years back when trying to obtain her national identity card.
In the year 2016, where I went to the police station with my ID card, a police officer asked me to give him something. He's going to function it very fast. Nothing happened. At the end of 2 years, I found myself with a long sheet of paper looking like a receipt, which is my ID. He blocked me from joining my husband abroad.
In spite of recent measures announced by authorities, the situation is not so different today, as another city dweller says she had to queue up and wait for long hours when renewing her ID.
I did it on the 2nd of January this year and got to the police station. Getting into the office, we realized that people were coming in with their documents and they had their people come in to issue their ID cards while we waited till 5:30 p.m. before we attended to that day.
Also, the receipt provided during the process, which is meant to serve as temporary identification, doesn't serve all purposes.
J'évolue avec le récépissé.
I have just my ID receipt, but I'm unable to use it for certain things.
Et jusqu'à l'heure actuelle, je n'ai pas de saignée.
Yaoundé inhabitants, like other Cameroonians, wish for a more efficient and accessible process to obtaining national identity cards. Pearl Sa, CRTV News Center.
In the South region, apart from the long waiting periods, other challenges in procuring these identity cards are attributed to several factors like the time-consuming application process and limited registration centers. Clarence Aze.
I made my ID card way back in 2021, and my picture there is not still visible, but I've not been able to have an original ID card.
Like this Abulova City dweller, many are those who describe the long process of obtaining a national ID card as frustrating and discouraging.
Since on the 5th of January 2019, I've not received my ID card. The carton they gave to me get bad and my picture is not showing on the carton, and it's difficult for me to travel or to make any document concerning my job.
Since 2020, I've been passing there to today. They keep telling me that it's not available.
The situation is even more complicated for those living in rural areas.
Those living in the suburb need to travel to the urban areas in order to have these ID cards. You see that it's making it difficult for an old mother. I think those in charge of the ID cards can copy the example of Elecam, because we see that they go into the suburb with their machines and they do on-the-spot registrations.
Many say they need the cards now than ever so as to participate in the upcoming electoral processes in the country.
I wonder how we'll be voting and registering for elections without ID cards. And traveling has become a nightmare because police people don't even recognize my face. They think I just picked the paper from a documentation or somewhere else.
You can't vote without your ID. We need our ID to vote.
Cameroonians living without valid ID cards in the South region are impatient to see the government streamline the process of obtaining these cards. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News in Abulova.
In the east, many in the regional capital, Betwa, have been relying on the temporary identification document, also called receipts, for years. The document deteriorates fast. And as Bennett Akame-Ondua reports, many inhabitants of Betwa have expressed hope regarding the president's declaration that special attention will be paid to the matter.
The declaration for the effective production of national ID cards for the thousands of Cameroonians in need this 2025 comes at a time when city dwellers go through various challenges due to the lack of ID cards. President Paul Biya, in his end-of-year speech to the nation, has promised to bring a lasting solution to the situation. Marie-Law Avom, Betwa City Dweller.
We are all happy because everything will go smoothly.
Roland Sone Edike complains of how difficult it gets to maintain the ID card received in good condition for a long period of time.
The LSPC is very fragile. The information there has wiped. Whenever I'm traveling, I encounter a lot of problems because I cannot even recognize my face.
Nina recounts how she ends up in a police cell after unfortunately washing off her ID card receipt while doing laundry.
When I was heading to the road to go get milk for my baby, the policemen were on patrol and I was caught.
These and more are the challenges faced by citizens in Betwa who are hopeful for a lasting solution to the problem of ID cards. Betwa, Bennett Akame-Ondua, CRTV.
President Paul Biya has highlighted the point that this year the electoral calendar includes presidential and regional elections, an opportunity to strengthen the democratic process in the country. Mr. Biya, who mentioned the major milestones in the life of the nation during his December 31 speech, acknowledged the importance of identity cards to citizens.
I am fully aware that some of our compatriots continue to face challenges in enrolling on the electoral register due to lack of national identity cards. Many of them are burdened by issues of dual identity, a predicament for which they themselves are responsible. To address this situation speedily, I have ordered that the requisite measures should be taken.
President Paul Biya addressing the nation on December 31, 2024. Cameroon's national ID card is an official document that confirms a citizen's identity and nationality. It is essential for accessing public services, voting, and conducting legal transactions. For some time now, many people have been depending on temporary identification documents because of an identity card supply crisis. We have Barrister Divine Kofete on the line to Bamenda, and the jurist discusses the issue with us on the 7 p.m. Barrister, what are the consequences of having double identification details in the process of acquiring an ID card?
In Cameroon, having a double identification details in the process of establishing an identity card can have several consequences on the applicant. First is that the application for an identity card may be rejected by the authority concerned in the establishment of same. There are also criminal charges for identity fraud or related offenses which may be brought against the concerned. We equally have penalties and fines may be imposed for attempting to obtain multiple identities. There equally exist legal sanctions as contained in Article 174 of the Cameroon Penal Code, which imposes an imprisonment term of 5 to 10 years for identity fraud, as well as Article 175, which equally attracts a fine of 500,000 to 2 million francs. Above all, note should be taken of the fact that, however, these consequences as well may depend on the circumstances and the applicable laws.
Many people have frightful accounts of horrible experiences with security agents on patrol or at checkpoints who insist on the ID card rejecting the passport or driving license. Are these documents less of an identification document when compared to the ID card?
To actually understand the question of passport and driving license being identification documents, we have to look at the purpose. Do you know the passport is for travel, driver license is to identify as a driver, unlike the national identity card. You see, the national identity card is governed by a particular law, which is law number 90-42 of December 1990 to establish national identity card in Cameroon. This law is specific and talks of national identity card as an instrument of identification. So it is very specific. And that law attributes the national identity card and no other document as an instrument of identification. That is why, when you are not in possession of this document, you may face a series of situations, like, when you come in contact with forces of law and order and so on. And to go further, if you look at Section 5, Sub 5 of that same legislation, which outlines the penalty for failing to possess a national identity card, you realize that there are special penalty attributed to the non-possession of that particular document. This gives us an insight of the importance of you having that particular document as opposed to having a driving license or a passport. And furthermore, you can be imprisoned for 3 months to 1 year, or a fine is imposed on you from 50,000 francs, or you are suffering with both imprisonment and a fine for not being in possession of national identity card.
Barrister, what suggestions can you make with regard to the issuance of ID cards in the country so that the process becomes speedy as compared to what's happening now?
The issue of the issuance of the national identity card in Cameroon has always been a problem. But I think that to address this issue, there should be a political will. Because if there is a political will, the citizens will not have any problem in having their ID card given to them within a record time. For example, if the services are decentralized, I think that the difficulties that we have is the central service. Because take a situation where every region you could apply and have your ID card. That would be easier than also having a central system where you have to apply at the regional level, it's sent at the central administration, and then it is followed up and then sent to you and all those things. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been any issue concerning or pertaining to ID cards.
Barrister Divine Kofete speaking to us there from the Northwest Regional Capital, Bamenda. 19 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. This press release from the Ministry of Higher Education, in view of the diligent pursuit of the very high measures decreed by the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, aimed at supporting heuristic governance in state universities for the implementation of research focused on deepening fundamental and applied knowledge and supporting outreach activities, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, communicates. Following the mobilization of funds by the Minister of Finance, payment of the allowances relating to the special research account for the modernization of university research corresponding to the fourth quarter of the 2024 financial year is proceeding normally. Bank transfers will begin on Monday, January 13, 2025, at the banks where the teachers' accounts are domiciled and will continue methodically in accordance with the schedule drawn up by the relevant departments of the Ministry of Finance. Over-the-counter payments, lecturers concerned by this method of payment should present themselves from midday on Monday, January 13, 2025, at a special allowance accounting agency located on the 10th floor of the Ministerial Building number 2, door number 1043. The background, the above mentioned special allowance was created by the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, on April 8, 2009. It has been paid on a regular quarterly basis at the behest of the Minister of Finance for the past 16 years to all teachers, researchers regularly in service in Cameroon State Universities. Efforts to combat urban disorder in Bafoussam have begun to bear fruits. Most street vendors who had illegally occupied sidewalks have been forced to leave. The municipal police is there on a daily basis to ensure that order reigns. Kelvin Nembo reports.
Traffic congestion has significantly reduced in Bafoussam. At Mashi A, for instance, people and vehicles move freely as compared to some months back. The city council has taken adequate measures to put a full stop to the illegal occupation of sidewalks, said to be one of the main causes of traffic congestion in Bafoussam town. Municipal police officers are present throughout the day to ensure order. Formal shop owners who were facing unfair competition from street vendors have lauded the initiative. In this relentless fight against urban disorder, some city dwellers are leading the resistance as they continue to throw garbage in the open. Kelvin Nembo in Bafoussam.
Abroad, the United States of America has imposed sanctions on the leader of the Sudanese paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, accusing the RSF of committing genocide. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday that Dagalo, also known as Hemeti, is being punished for his role in systematic atrocities, including the brutal murder of children and sexual violence against women on ethnic grounds during the 20-month conflict. In response, the RSF has accused the U.S. of double standards and failing to effectively address the crisis. In sports, CRTV's Sports and Entertainment Channel is poised to make great strides in the sphere of broadcasting in Cameroon and abroad. The channel held an all-hands meeting today where updates, goals, and initiatives were discussed. The representative of the Director General, the Central Director of Television, Ibrahim Sherif, called on the staff to do their best in the efforts to provide attractive content that showcases the lineup of the country's athletes and entertainment talent pool.
The initiative is welcomed because it's the first time we have this evaluation, which makes us proud of what we have seen on CRTV Sports and Entertainment during 2024. And our ambition is to have the means so that in 2025, we have almost, let's say, the same activities and satisfy the Cameroonian public. The message of the Director General is work, work and work for the purpose of satisfying the Cameroonian public.
CRTV's Central Director of Television, Ibrahim Sherif, there speaking to Ben Collins near Berriwo. 24 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé. Time for us to part ways, but not before a recap of our major stories. Government's position on issues concerning national life has been made clear during a series of audiences. Some heads of diplomatic representations were granted with Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji. Cameroonians have been experiencing frustrations about the process of issuing ID cards in the country. The in-depth section of the news focused on the matter. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on the leader of the Rapid Support Forces of Sudan, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, accusing the paramilitary RSF of genocide. CRTV News.